Welcome, everyone, to the Hamilton Tiger Cats season preview call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire Hutchinson from the league office at the Canadian Football League. Welcome to this installment of our annual season preview calls. On the line today, we have head coach June Jones and quarterback Jeremiah Mazzoli. We may be joined by Chief Executive Officer Scott Mitchell later on in the call, as he's having connection issues at the moment while overseas. We'll be jumping straight into the Q&A today to talk about the season ahead, so let's kick things off with the first question.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may cancel the question by pressing the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Dan Rolf from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Jeremiah, I wonder if I could ask you how different this offseason has been for you, knowing that when you go to training camp, you're the starter and it'll be your job.
It's been a little different for sure, just mentality-wise. You know, I think going in, knowing that, you know, the success of the offense kind of has a lot to do with how I do and how I perform. So, you know, that responsibility, you know, it's kind of like in the back of your mind as the offseason goes. So just want to make sure you're as ready as can be when camp starts.
Has it changed anything you do in the offseason?
Not necessarily. You know, still training with a lot of great group of guys. Fortunate enough to have Simone living in the area, so, you know, was able to hook up with him for most of the off season working out. But, you know, besides that, not really, man. Just training hard like usual.
Great. And June, if I may follow up with you, having Jeremiah in the offense for a second year, how beneficial is that in terms of familiarity?
Well, obviously very helpful. You know, he had a great finish under kind of adverse situation, which says a lot about him. I think some of the changes we're making and what we're going to do, he's just going to get better and better. And, you know, I believe in doing what you do better than the other guy. And he just kind of has all you need, I think, to be a very good player at any level. He's accurate with the football. He's competitive. He can run. He's a leader. He's all those things. So, you know, I'm really glad to get started with him as soon as we can.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Question for Coach Jones. Coach, head football coaches have to handle football personalities, their idiosyncrasies, their egos. Do you have a philosophy that's based on experience and how to get the best out of your football players and your football players' personalities?
Well, I think that what I have tried to do with pretty much everybody, I really believe that the leaders of the team have to take ownership of the team, and that allows all those guys to play at a high level. And you know, we help them with the things we do. They got to trust us and some of the things we tell them. But at the same time, the good teams real quick take ownership of and accountability of the team. And I think that that is how you get the best out of players. Oh, there's a whole bunch of different kind of personalities. You know, some guys need a kick in the ass. Some guys need a pat on the back. And so, I'm kind of a laid-back kind of guy, but at the same time, I have guys in places that are different from me, and that's how you kind of get a well-rounded player.
And a quick question for Jeremiah. Jeremiah, you've got a reputation as calm, cool, and collected, having kind of Ricky Ray sense that when the pressure's on, you'll be at your best. Is that natural for you, or is that just something you've developed over time?
I would say it was always natural for me just coming up. You know, I kind of get it from my dad and my mom, so it was just always like a natural thing that I kind of just copied from them, seeing them, you know, being cool under crazy situations or anything like that, you know, just just trying to mimic how they perceive stuff. But, you know, my dad was always telling me never get too up, never get too down during a game. So it kind of just stuck with me since I was a younger kid.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Graham Kelly from Medicine Hat News. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Coach, a couple of very specific questions. Last year, your first draft choice was Connor McGough. How did he progress in your eyes last season, and what are your expectations for Connor in 2018?
Well, having watched all the film pretty much in the last month, I am more impressed after looking at the tapes on Connor's progress than he needs to play. He's got a great motor. He can run. He did a great job on special teams all year for us, and he got to play a little bit, but not as much as he will this year. I think he has tremendous upside.
And are you counting on Aaron Crawford to continue as your long snapper?
Yes, I think that he's one of the better long snappers I've ever had, and hopefully his knee will get well. It may be a while before that happens, but I think he's a very, very gifted long snapper.
Great. Thank you very much, Coach, and good luck this year.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have been joined in the meantime by Scott Mitchell. The next question is from Marshall Ferguson from TSN 1150. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. I just want to start off with a quick question for Coach Jones. The last year when you came in and we went into Labor Day, and pretty much immediately you said, you know, Jeremiah is going to be my guy going forward, and we'll see how that turns out. Now, knowing, of course, Jeremiah started going into the year, Zach Clark has been traded, all the rest. When you look back at that decision, what do you remember of the evaluation of trying to go through and decide why he was your guy, and how do you know you made the right choice? Because clearly you did.
Well, real quickly, we were 0-8, and I just took over the head job. And as I said at that time, you know, the guys that get fired are the head coach and the quarterback. And so, you know, when I talked to Zach, I said, you know what, we're just going to make a change, Zach. They already let Kent go and is working in the front office. And I said, you know, we just need a change. And so, obviously, I have a lot of good feelings for Zach. I think he would have played very well in what we're doing also. It's just that, you know, hey, timing is everything, and Jeremiah was on cue when he got his chance. He didn't have one game where I even thought about putting in Zach in the game. He just kept getting better and better, and you know, that's how it is sometimes in life. You're in the right place at the right time, and Jeremiah was.
And just a quick follow-up for you, Coach, is you talked in minicamp about your terminology and being able to kind of evolve it to the point where you don't have, you know, diagrams drawn out on the inside of the play sheet with things that you're used to calling versus what they actually were and all of that kind of style of play calling. But how much has your terminology actually changed in the last year, and has it changed being in the CFL compared to when you used to play and coach 11 men?
You know, my time in Toronto, my time in Ottawa, you know, it kind of came back to me as the season kept going on. I relied on Steph and relied on Corey and a lot of JB, a lot of guys that were here for a lot of the rules, even the quarterbacks. I can remember even talking to them during the game. So from that standpoint, you know, I know that I'm way more comfortable with what we're doing and how we're calling it. And the most important thing is that the players get it. We've kept a lot of the things that we did last year. Just some of it is just new names for the same things we did. I think the play calling, the way we're directing the quarterback and the receivers by package will make them execute at a higher level too.
And just a quick one for Jeremiah as well. I know you're not big into rankings and all the rest, Jeremiah, but for you personally, whether it's Oregon, Ole Miss, JUCO, otherwise, do you feel like this is the best spot you've been in a month out from going into a season?
When you say spot, what do you mean? Just like surrounding?
like how comfortable you are at this point? Because I've been around you long enough now to know that you're excited by the opportunity. And I'm just wondering, like, I wasn't around you at work in Ole Miss all those, and I'm wondering if you feel like this is the best situation you've been in, the best mood you've been in, the most effective offense that you've been in going into a season in your career.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could definitely say that. You know, I'm surrounded by a great team. You know, we got a lot of talented guys on the team. That defense definitely makes us comfortable over there on offense. But, you know, I think after having this mini camp and just having a little taste of what's going to, you know, a preview of camp and what we're going to be doing this season, you know, I feel really good, really comfortable about everything.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Kendon Frank from CSL Talk. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. One question to you, Jeremiah, is that now that you are the starting quarterback, looking back, the confidence that you have, it's not like you haven't had experience being a starter over the past multiple years. It's not like you just came here. How much of that experience, for example, I remember a great game you had against Edmonton. How important is that experience that you had in the past bringing it forward?
Yeah, well, you know, experience, as you know, especially live game reps, you know, it's just too valuable. You know, you can't get enough of those game reps. Those are the things that help you get better. You can't mimic that stuff in practice. So, you know, just having those game reps as a starter is definitely going to help me moving forward. You know, that experience just helps, you know, with my mentality, my preparation going into games. And then, you know, when stuff gets difficult out there in the game, as it will, because it's going to be a very competitive year this year. You know, we'll be all right. You know, we won't hit the panic button or anything like that. We'll just settle in and do what we got to do and execute.
A follow-up, and this one to all three of you. With the success you had at the end of the year, and I guess first to you, Jeremiah, with the success you had at the end of the year, how does that impact on your start this year and how you prepare?
Well, I guess I'll go first. I would say it just kind of made us a little hungrier. You know, we kind of got a taste of, you know, some of the success that we have the potential of having. And, you know, I think that's a big reason why a lot of guys signed back. You know, we got a lot of all of our guys on offense back. So, you know, we kind of see that the sky's the limit for us. And all we got to do is just, you know, put the work in and it'll pay off. So it's kind of like a already proven system for us as the players. It's just now time to kind of get the full camp, the full offseason, you know, the full everything with Coach Jones and the staff, and, you know, we'll be ready to go.
Coach?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the you know, the ability to start off where we left off is key. But, you know, you still have to do everything to win. It's hard to win games, and you can't have a defense that's not playing like they played when we quit. The special teams has to be an attitude and play better than they played last year. And offensively, we got to pick it up a notch too, because everybody has had an off season to look at what we're doing, and it's going to be a year where, you know, the guy that wants it the most is going to get it, and I think we have a group of guys that are hungry.
Scott?
Might have lost Scott.
Oh, we lost? That's okay. That's okay. My follow-up to you, June, is you have a lot of experience. And as you said, you were in Toronto for a short time, and you have a little bit of experience in the CFL. This is almost like a personal question, but a pat in the back as well. You seem to have started a tiny little trend, and that is the experienced NFL coach we have now in Montreal. You brought in Jerry Glanville. Do you realize that you've really started a trend where, you know, it's not over yet for a lot of men, coaches, just because they're a little, you know, longer in the tooth?
Well, that's the first time I've been called longer in the tooth, but I get your point. I think that, you know, once you're a coach, you know, there's some guys that coach for different reasons. You know, Jerry's always been a people guy. I've been a people guy. And you know, I think that I never thought that I started something. It's just like I was, you know, head coach at every level. And when I wasn't coaching for 2 years, I was coaching. I was coaching high school. And I had two great quarterbacks in Hawaii. And it was, and that's why you do what you do. You know, you love the kids and you love what you do. And I think this opportunity to come up here, just having been up here for about 10 months or 11 months, is as fun and as professional as any place I've ever been. And so from that standpoint, you look forward to coming to work every day.
For you, and my final question for you, Mr. Mazzoli, what's it like working with such an experienced coach?
It can get funny at times, man. Coach June is full of stories for sure. You know, just talking about plays and how plays, the origins of certain plays came through a lot of players, like, you know, some past great players that he's had in the past. So it's a joy, man. You know, I know a lot of us in the room are just soaking up all the knowledge that these guys have. And I know with Coach Orlando and Coach Glanville, we just got a great coaching staff, you know. So we're excited about it.
Thank you. I actually, Coach Jones, you brought in Orlando Steinauer. Can you tell us why you felt you needed Orlando?
Well, I had heard them, all the players, and Scott and I talked 8 months ago about this guy I'd never met, Orlando. And so he asked me, would you entertain, you know, talking with him? And, you know, I know that he would like to come home. He's played up here, coached up here. He did a great job for us. And so over Christmas, over the holidays, I had a chance to sit down with him. And I see why he's a successful coach. He's pays attention to detail. He knows what's going on up here in this league about as good as probably anybody in the league, and from being a player and from coaching. And he wanted to kind of further his career for, you know, one day being a head coach, and he'd never spent any time on offense. So I felt like, you know, with Jerry coming up, Orlando would be able to give him an answer a whole bunch of things, because Jerry's never coached up here, although he was here last year as a guest coach. And then at the same time, Orlando's spending time with the receivers and with me on offense to kind of see how we structure stuff. And so I think from that standpoint, it's going to make him a better coach and a better head coach one day.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. The next question is from Louis Butko from TSN 1150. Please go ahead.
Jeremiah, I just wanted to ask, the role that Dan Morrison has on this club as quarterback's coach, he came halfway through last season. What have you learned from him? What have you picked up from him in the first few months, I guess, of working with him and so far in minicamp?
Well, Coach Dan, he has a, you know, he's worked with Coach June a long time, and, you know, he's been probably responsible for a lot of that success that the offense has had. And, you know, I know he's worked with a lot of those quarterbacks. And, you know, I learned a lot from him. He covers a lot of the details, a lot of the smaller points that, you know, we might not be able to cover in our main meeting. You know, he kind of just pulls the quarterbacks aside and kind of just tells us what he sees. So, you know, his experience and the stuff that he's seen over the years is just, you know, so valuable to me as far as just executing the offense, because he's been through it. He's seen it a million times. So, you know, his input is just too valuable for us.
Thanks, Jeremiah. June, how happy were you with the way that the draft went, considering you had a game plan going into it? And, you know, after your picks, everything else is kind of out of your control. But how happy were you with what happened last week?
Well, I you know, leading up to it, we spent a lot of time looking and And I was really, gosh, it was awesome how it fell for us. I think you've read some of my quotes already about it, but Drew did a hell of a job. Berkey did, E.T., everybody. The system worked, and, you know, seeing it happen the way it did was really refreshing for me because it, you know, there's a whole year of hard work that went into that day, and to watch it come together is really awesome from a professional standpoint.
And Scott, with the Hall of Fame coming to Tim Hortons Field this season, you know, obviously it's going to be an exciting year for your club. Hopefully, not a similar start to last year. But what are you most looking forward to about the 2018 season?
Louis, I think he's going to have to get you another time. He got disconnected again.
Hey, thanks, Berkey. I'm good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Robert O'Neill from CHCH. Please go ahead.
Just questions to the coach. When you came in June, I mean, 0-8 football team, and when you implemented your systems, I mean, the team took a serious run at the postseason, 6-4. Your quarterback had amongst the tops of all quarterbacks in the league. When you're going forward into this season, is there a certain amount of pressure and expectation that you guys must meet now?
Well, there's always pressure and expectation. It just so happens that we're lucky to be in a position to have that. I think that I never really feel pressure, just like I don't think Jeremiah ever does in a game. You know, you do what you do. You get everybody ready, and I think that, you know, you let the chips fall where you will. You always have to be able to respond to adverse situations, and that's what you prepare yourself to do. I think that the pressure to win is always on a head coach and always on a quarterback. It comes with the job.
Jeremiah, the same thing. I mean, you know the old saying about the backup quarterback being everyone's best friend in terms of a quarterback, and now that, you know, you're the guy, did this mean different preparation for you or maybe a different mental aspect that you had to take on?
Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, this is kind of like my first time going into the thing as the guy, but I don't think a whole lot's going to change. If anything, you know, just kind of stepping up the leadership role a little more. But, I mean, we got a lot of vets on the team, man, and, you know, I think we'll be able to manage ourselves amongst our team really well and push ourselves, man. We got a lot of competitive guys on the team, so, you know, a lot of familiar faces that have been there for a while. You know, we all know each other really well and get along really well, so, you know, it's not a ton of pressure on me in that aspect. It's just, like Coach said, you know, it's just time to perform.
Coach, one more for you, and we haven't since, I guess, the first game of the year last year, Terrence Tolliver went down with a knee injury. What's the status on him?
You know, I'm going to see him for the first time. I've talked to him on the phone. I believe he's getting pretty close to being 100%, and, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to know him and meet him and see exactly what he can do for us and what we can help him do.
Is there anything you've seen on tape you like about him? Or?
Yeah, I really like his size. It seems like he, you know, just talking with the quarterbacks and talking with other people that he's a very intelligent guy. So that, you know, you have to have that to be able to play. And he looked like he played a lot of spots on the film from the year before. I didn't get to watch much of him last year, obviously, from the first game, but he seems like he got a lot of talent.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. As a reminder, you may press *1 if you have a question. The next question is from Drew Edwards from the Hamilton Spectator. Please go ahead.
This is a question for June. June, with the trading away of Ryan Bauman, what's the plan for right guard? What do you see as the starter? Who do you see as the starter there going into camp?
Well, we got a lot, you know, probably 5 to 6 guys that I really like. You know, Landon Rice played a lot more than what people think last year, so I anticipate that he'll start off there. But it's going to be, you know, competition wide open. I like what I see of some of the young guys. on the team, and that precipitated knowing that we were going to be able to get a good quality player in the draft also. So I think it, you know, it's understandable why I think, you know, people, you know, second guess the trade. But when you had to look at all the film and watching all the film and all the games last year and then going through the spring this year, I think we made a decision that in the long run is going to pay off for us.
And my other question would be, where do you see the other battle areas for training camp? I think if you look around the roster, you know, there's a number of guys coming back and a number of veterans, but there are some spots where I wonder if you see where you still feel you have some question marks.
Well, from an offensive standpoint, I really like the receivers that we've signed, the new guys coming in. I thought that our Canadian young receivers, Favi and a couple of those guys really got better. That'll be interesting to see how, you know, Chapman comes in and competes there too. I also, think that the running back position certainly has some talented guys there. And we moved Nikita, as you know, from the spring too, and he gives us another dimension there too. So I'm thinking those probably right now. And then the backup quarterback spot, obviously, you know, is going to be very competitive. But that'll clear up once we play the games.
Do you have some concerns about your secondary at all? Are there still some moving parts back there?
You know, the secondary, I at the end of last year, I thought we were covering and playing about as good as everybody. We added, a couple guys there that we think give us some depth. But I'm pleased with how the back end looked, even in this mini camp.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. Hutchinson.
All right, if that's all, thanks everyone for joining us today. We'll be back here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern for the BC Lions season preview call, where we'll be joined by Ed Hervey, Wally Buono, and Jonathan Jennings. The full schedule of preview calls is available at press.cfl.ca, and the season kicks off on June 14th with Edmonton versus Winnipeg at Investors Group Field. Thanks again, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.